Lena Dunham memoir accuses Adam Driver of verbally aggressive behavior on HBO's Girls. By Paul Bois on April 15, 2026. Actress-writer Lena Dunham accused actor Adam Driver of being verbally aggressive toward her while the two were working on HBO's Girls. Dunham, who created Girls and counted director Judd Apatow among its executive producers, made the accusation against her former co-star in her new memoir Famesick, released on Tuesday. According to Dunham, Driver could be verbally aggressive, condescending and physically imposing while filming, alleging he once hurled a chair at the wall next to me. During their first sex scene, she also alleged that Driver hurled me this way and that. He could be short-tempered and verbally aggressive, condescending and physically imposing. He could also be protective, loving even, she wrote. Dunham also wrote that she and Driver became distant over the course of 3 years and were barely on speaking terms, though she admitted that they both kept crying between takes when the final season approached. It felt, for just a moment, like he was saying sorry, Dunham wrote. Maybe I was, too, for never knowing how to manage him. What he needed, how to avoid making his face contort with frustration and rage. Driver also allegedly told her I hope you know I'll always love you after they wrapped filming, though she never heard from him again. Driver has not responded to the memoir. Dunham also revealed in her explosive memoir that she cheated on her ex-boyfriend Jack Antonoff after a former childhood flame came into the picture as their relationship began to strain. Dunham recalls pointing out that Antonoff's closeness with an unnamed teen pop star whose album he was producing had begun striking an odd note, reported Entertainment Weekly. At the same time, she details for the first time embarking on an affair with a former middle school flame named Nick, which ushered in the final break from Antonoff. As their relationship deteriorated amid Dunham's health issues, she noted, I had never stopped flirting, I mean, I wasn't dead yet, but I had observed careful boundaries, never taking it far enough that I could be declared out of bounds. If I'd wanted to look, perhaps I may have seen that Jack was not observing them as closely as I was, it continued.